Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is January the 24th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Exodus chapters 19 to 21, the significance of the Ten Commandments. We read in Exodus chapter 20 verses 3, 4, 7, 8, 12 and 13 to 17 like this. 1. You shall have no other gods before me. 2. You shall not make for yourself a carved image. 3. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. 4. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 5. Honor your father and your mother. 6. You shall not murder. 7. You shall not commit adultery. 8. You shall not steal. 9. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. And 10. You shall not covet anything that is your neighbor's. In the law, God gave the Israelites more than 600 specific commandments. All of them were based on the Ten Commandments, which is also called as Decalogue, mentioned above. And the summary of the law was recorded on stone tablets and stored in the Ark of the Covenant. The Ten Commandments were divided by the Lord Jesus into two sections, one covering love to God and the other covering love to one's neighbor. The first four commandments describe how the people are to relate to God, while the remainder describe how God's people are to relate to each other. Through these, Yahweh summarized for his people the main stipulations of the Mosaic Covenant. Thus, a new age has begun in God's relationship with his people. These commandments are not merely a collection of prohibitions and mandates, but constitute a theological expression of the nature of God himself, as we can see each of the commandments declaring the character of God. The Ten Commandments are still significant and binding upon everyone today for the following six reasons. Number one, it is appropriate that God's authority should be acknowledged by his children. Number two, these commandments have been written by the finger of God himself on tablets of stone and have never been repealed until today. Number three, the Ten Commandments are badly needed in the light of present-day immoral conditions. Number four, Jesus himself respected the Ten Commandments, taught them extensively, and came to fulfill them and confirmed their timeless application. Number five, the teaching of the New Testament epistles leads us to obey the Ten Commandments. And number six, God will chastise those who disregard the Ten Commandments. God instituted the Ten Commandments, knowing fully well that humans will be prone to commit errors like lust, covet, strike out in anger, etc., which would bring disorder. Each of the Ten Commandments offers a shield of protection against that disorder. We have the freedom to say no and avoid harm. These rules are thus for our benefit as well. Let us also understand our love to God is expressed in obedience to His will. Under the Old Covenant, God's law through the Ten Commandments were written on tablets of stone. But under the New Covenant, God writes His word on our hearts. As we meditate on the word, the Holy Spirit will make it a part of our inner being and we will become more like our Lord Jesus Christ. We read in Matthew chapter 5 verses 17 to 19 like this, the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do not think that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. Whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.